The United States is preparing to reimpose a series of sanctions against Iran. They include a plan to bring down Iran's oil exports to zero. But signs have been emerging lately that show cutting off Iranian supplies to markets is easier said than done. That and more in this report.
On Monday, the United States made a surprise announcement that could suggest its efforts to bring down Iran's oil exports to zero are based on miscalculations, as Iran had earlier warned. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was quoted by the media as saying that Washington would in certain cases consider waivers on sanctions that ban purchases of Iran's oil. Mnuchin added that the decision would be meant to avoid disruptions in markets. This is while other U.S. officials had emphasized that there would be no exemptions to the sanctions. Observers are now speculating that Mnuchin's remarks show that Washington is gradually becoming wary of the implications of cutting off Iran's oil exports to markets.
The challenge is to keep supply and demand balanced, but when you take the supply barrels Iranian barrels out of the supply market and the demand is there, how to replace them with the new barrels. And of course, there is limited spare capacity around the world, and OPEC has already decided how to increase the production by its members. So the biggest challenge is for the United States to do that.
Well, the U.S. has invested heavily in Saudi Arabia's ability to pump more oil and compensate for missing Iranian barrels. So the Saudis will need to increase their production by at least 1 million barrels per day. But experts believe the Saudis cannot maintain a rise in their oil production for too long. If that translates into a shortage in supplies, prices will rise and everyone will suffer as a result. Even U.S. citizens will have to pay more at the pump. Now, on the other hand, one should remember that many countries are still against President Donald Trump's push to reimpose sanctions against Iran. They include Washington's allies inside the European Union and Iran's old trade partners, such as China and India, who say they will only follow sanctions announced by the United Nations.
Last week, Iran warned that America's plan to sanction its oil exports could lead to unwelcome consequences. It even said certain producers, including Saudi Arabia, would not be able to make up for the missing Iranian barrels once the sanctions come into force. This was acknowledged by experts who were quoted by the media as saying that Saudi Arabia cannot maintain an increase in its oil production to fill Iran's gap in markets for too long. Besides, there have been signs that China, which is the world's biggest oil importer, is scrapping plans to purchase oil from the United States and is instead turning to Iran for imports. This is a result of the escalating trade war between Beijing and Washington, a war that has already led to many similar retaliatory measures on both sides. It is largely believed that the U.S. lacks an international unity that it once enjoyed over imposing sanctions against Iran. In fact, it has already become clear that Washington has only a handful of countries on its side over its agenda to sanction Iran. The European Union, for example, has repeatedly made it clear it wants to maintain business with Iran. India, Iran's second biggest oil client after China, has said it only accepts sanctions announced by the United Nations against other countries and said oil imports from Iran will continue. These are seen only as a few examples of the challenges that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump will face in imposing sanctions against Iran.
Last time around, there were reports by the IAEA and all other nations had some concerns which basically some were validated, but this time around, no one believes or is on board with the claims that US is using or the excuses to reimpose sanctions on Iran.
Few expect US President Donald Trump to budge over his plan to reimpose sanctions against Iran. This in face of global criticism against his move to take America out of a nuclear agreement with Iran that had won international praise as an example of successful diplomacy. Trump's anti-Iran policy is largely expected to lead to certain implications on the international economy. And the blame, of course, will be on a president whose policies have upset not only his own people, but also America's allies and the whole international community.